I want to rip you seriously the illusion of perfection and tell you that you will fail and that you will need to fail to learn sometimes in your professional life, in your private life, always. But when you do, make sure to fail fast and learn faster.
ITCS Pizza Time Podcast. Cheesy questions and juicy answers for the tech community.
Hi, willkommen zu einer frischen und wie immer knusprigen Episode des ITCS Pizza Time Tech Podcasts. Diesmal mit einem Unternehmen, das ihr sicher alle kennt. Audi. Kurze Warnung, diese Episode ist auf Englisch, aber zurück zum Thema. Wir alle kennen Audi als einen gigantischen Konzern, wodurch man schnell an eine recht steife Firmenorganisation denkt. Aber beim Software Development Center sieht das ganz anders aus. Da legt man Wert auf ein Startup-Mindset. Aber wie genau das abläuft, das erklärt euch natürlich wie immer der Experte, Sebastian Kister von Audi. Viel Spaß dabei!
So, let's switch to English. So, everybody can understand what we're doing here. We basically created an enterprise startup, so to say. The software development centers and platform teams, which are basically six teams at the moment, are using startup methods. And obviously, we're contributing to the digitalization mission of the Audi AG. Because, you know, for decades, Audi built breathtaking premium vehicles. And yeah, every morning when I see my car in the driveway, I'm really looking forward to use it. And every time I sit in the car, it just brings a smile to my face. And every moment I can feel and experience an excellence in engineering and technology. But as you know, the world changes very, very fast. And mobility is much more than premium design, horsepower, and engines. Our goal is to transfer this customer excitement and satisfaction to our digital service portfolio. And it's almost impossible to achieve this goal with 3 to 5 year product cycles, as we have in the classical car engineering ecosystem. And we're entering a world of high speed, disruptive innovation and fast changing customer expectations. So how do we react on fast changing customer expectations? How do we make ourselves customer centric? Today, we will have a look at the Audi strategy and understand how we achieve these goals. And our vision is to understand really Audi's drive in this world. So the entire automotive industry is part of a radical change, e-mobility, autonomous driving, sustainability to fight climate change are significant game changers. The Audi Group is in the process of redefining itself for the future and playing an instrumental role in shaping the transformation as we head into this new age of mobility, as we call it. And our mission is to unleash the beauty of sustainable mobility. That means for us, we want to be the most progressive premium brand with the best customer experience and fascinating customer relevant innovations. And in today's world, the capability to adapt quickly to new things has evolved to become a core competence. That applies to people as well as to companies. A high degree of flexibility is important for companies to participate in defining the speed at which new technologies are developed and thus stay one step ahead of the competition. We need to adjust our mindset and listen to our customers and act fast. That's why we created the software development centers and platform teams. And our mission is to build customer-centric, software-driven companies here with a startup mindset. Let's go to one part of it, and that's creating product visions. A product vision is important to have long-term goals. Everything you do, you can challenge with your product vision. It can create a better product roadmap and improve your strategic making. It's also to align the stakeholders and help communicating on what contributes to the common goal and what doesn't. It enables you to have a stronger focus on your product, on your vision and mission. And that's why we also create business cases with Lean Startup Concept and Canvas that we go through later on. where do you start? When we say build, measure, learn, we mean that we constantly want to evaluate what we've built, to learn from that, and to iterate our product over and over again. In a, you can say, a constant cycle, striving for improvement and progress. But where do we start? To measure something, we need to build something first. On our assumptions, on our client interviews, on with customers together. And to later on measure the product that we've built, we need metrics. We call it a SMART goal principle. We need to be very specific in what we want to create. It has to be measurable, otherwise we cannot learn from it and get lost in our guesswork. And gut feelings are not your best advisor. It needs to be achievable with our resources and our team, and it needs to be relevant for our company and our customers. Last but not least, our time on this planet is limited, unfortunately. So it's a product, and it needs to be time-bound. Considering all of that, I want to rip you seriously the illusion of perfection and tell you that you will fail and that you will need to fail to learn sometimes in your professional life, in your private life, always. But when you do, make sure to fail fast and learn faster. It's not failing in the end if you have gained insights and you've learned from it. So what is a product canvas? Now, if we look at the problem solution, the market and yourself, basically. First of all, there needs to be a reason for you to create a product, probably a problem that wants to be solved. Sometimes there are existing alternatives on the market that tackle parts of it. But what's your idea to solve this problem? And what's making this solution so unique? What's your USP, your unique sales point? The stuff that only you have. And remember, everyone, we need to measure everything we build to evaluate its success. So let's never forget about the key performance indicators, the so-called KPIs. But what is an unfair advantage? Your product, for example, in Audi, you have the advantage of a well-known, worldwide renowned brand and long-term resources and few fluctuation in your team personnel, which a startup of 20 people just doesn't have. Your product and the problem it solves needs to be used by someone who has the problem, actually. So you have to be customer-centric. And the center of your thinking is always your customer. So who is he? Is he an A3 driver, 30 years old father of two, or an RSQA driver, 52 years old entrepreneur? And through which channels do you reach the focus group of customers? And last but not least, you need to be aware that you have costs. And there should be a positive business case in the end. So match your costs with your revenue streams here in the lower bar. And you want your product to be self-sustaining and create revenue, actually. So, okay, everyone, let's start. Let's build a product. Let's define SMART goals and create an MVP. And MVP means minimum viable product. So that means that it is the absolute minimum and the absolute lowest cost to create and fulfill the basic function that you're looking for. If you take a television, for example, it's not about having 200 satellite channels and cable, 60 hertz gaming mode and a toggle for the ratio of 16:9, 4:3, or even wider screens and cinematic background lighting, yet even color. It's about a screen that can display a linear signal. It could be black and white and one channel, but it's a basic function that you can test with your users already. So a screen that can display a linear signal. Then you just ask yourself, why do we do that? I mean, at the utmost minimal cost, we can already learn something about the product and if the customer could want it or how the customer would improve it, how he would use it. We can measure it, we can learn from it. And if we failed with our mission, then we can adjust the direction immediately. That's the flexibility I've been talking about. And then we can go on from there and start something new, or start over, or take some insights to create the next best thing. We learn faster, but all this together with our customer interaction. And the customer is in the focus of what we're doing. At last, here are some statements that illustrate how important it is to change your mindset and accept that everything is about the customer, not your gut feeling and not anything else. Albert Einstein once said, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Obviously, the context is different, but if you think about it and you don't use new methods for a current culture and a fast-paced, disruptive market of technology, where open source communities create faster new technologies than proprietary code is created in huge enterprises, then you might think, okay, the world is growing together and everybody who does the things like he did 20, 30 years ago, obviously he's run over. That's disruption. And you need to adjust. You need to be flexible. You need to adjust to your surroundings. And I've been in startups before, and I really can tell you, no startup business plan survives first contact with customers. That's your gut feeling. You're one guy, or maybe your company has 20, 30, 40 people. Then you have 40 opinions. Once you have the data of 1 million customers, these 40 opinions are exactly what they are. 40 of 1 million and 40. And that's how you should treat your guesswork. Again, you see, flexibility is what's necessary. Because if you stick to your business plan and say, no, this is my plan, I want to do it like this, you might not survive if you're startup. You might be lucky, but you probably won't survive. And the customer is the reality that you will be facing. And I kind of talked about this before. At the end of the day, your business is not about your opinion, and it's about the customer. And I thank you for your attention.
Ja, für alle Gamer unter uns klingt MVP erstmal nach etwas ganz anderem. Aber von einem Gigakonzern den Rücken gestärkt, mit Startup-Methoden zu arbeiten, klingt gar nicht mal so schlecht. Was denkt ihr? Schreibt uns jederzeit auf Social Media. Wir freuen uns auf euer Feedback. Und jetzt ist es Zeit für mich, meine Katze zu streicheln, und daher wünsche ich euch noch einen schönen Sonntag. Und bis nächste Woche.
ITCS, Pizza Time Podcast.